I remember scattering yellow Smarties over the wet icing while I listened to Book of the Week on Radio 4, and suddenly feeling so confused I burst into tears. I stared at my cake. 3 banana layers with dried banana chips and banana icing. This was still 2 years before Charlie's Batman summer. At 2 years old, what Charlie loved most in the world was bananas. I remember looking at that cake and thinking, I love being Charlie's mother. Whatever happens now, that is the one thing I can be proud of. I stared at the cake on its wire tray on the work surface. The phone rang. Lawrence said,
Shall I come over?
What now? To my house?
You said Andrew was away.
I shivered. Oh, goodness, I mean, you don't even know where I live.
Well, where do you live?
I'm in Kingston.
I'll be there in 40 minutes.
No, Lawrence, no.
But why? No one will know Sarah.
I know, but wait a minute, please, let me think.
He waited. On the radio, the continuity announcer was promising great things for the next program. Apparently, there were many misconceptions about the tax credit system, and their program was going to clear up a good few of them. I dug my nails into the palm of my free hand and fought desperately against the part of me that was pointing out that an evening in bed with Lawrence and a bottle of Pouilly Fumé might be more exciting than Radio 4.
No, I'm sorry, I won't let you come to my house.
But why not?
Because my house is me, Lawrence. Your house is your family, and my house is my family. And the day you come to my house is the day our lives get more tangled up than I'm ready for. I put the phone down. I stood quietly for a few minutes looking at it. I was doing this to protect Charlie, keeping the distance between me and Lawrence. It was the right thing to do. Things were complicated enough.
It's something I could never have explained to my mother, I suppose, that there are circumstances in which we will allow men to enter our bodies, but not our homes.